Hi, I'm Carl Azuz, and you're in for 10 minutes of news and features from around the world. We're always thankful to have you watching. We return to Myanmar today, an Asian country also known as Burma. A military coup took place there a month ago, and protests have been welling up ever since. A Burmese military commander has said troops have been using minimal force when confronting protesters, but on Sunday, during demonstrations across the country, troops used tear gas, stun grenades, and according to the United Nations, live ammunition against protesters. And the UN Human Rights Office says that left at least 18 people dead and dozens of others injured across Myanmar. When the coup began, the military said it had removed and replaced the nation's civilian leader and 24 members of her government. That leader is Aung San Suu Kyi, and the military brought a new charge against her on Monday. It accuses Suu Kyi of breaking the law by publishing information that may cause fear or alarm. Suu Kyi's political party won big in national elections last November, but the military says the vote was fraudulent. And though it's promised to hold new elections to bring in, quote, true and disciplined democracy, the military has declared a year-long national emergency for the time being, and it has not yet set a date for more elections to take place. So the protests, some of which have been violent, continue, while activists have asked other countries to get involved in stopping the military takeover. Tensions between demonstrators and government forces have also been flaring in Hong Kong. This is a special administrative region of China. People there enjoy more freedoms than residents in mainland China, but the communist country says it is ultimately in control of Hong Kong. China imposed a national security law last year that says people who try to secede, subvert the government, or cooperate with other countries against it could spend their lives in prison. 47 activists were recently arrested under that law and accused of trying to subvert Hong Kong's government by organizing an unofficial election. But a lawyer for the defendants says the charges are a challenge to Hong Kong's fair electoral system and that they were brought without enough evidence.
The arrest of 47 pro-democracy politicians here in Hong Kong is sparking fresh outrage and fresh protests. In fact, this is the largest group of demonstrators that I have seen assemble since Beijing imposed its national security law on this city last summer. And all of these people who are out here are facing prosecution on a couple of different fronts. One, they're violating COVID restrictions on crowd size. And two, some of them are chanting slogans and holding up banners. The police out here have warned could put them in violation of the national security law and threaten them with arrest and prosecution themselves, just like the dozens of pro-democracy lawmakers in the West Kowloon courthouse behind me. Now, you can see a large group of police officers out here. They have been warning protesters, but things have remained peaceful out here. The protesters and the police have been coexisting, standing side by side, a few insults hurled here and there, but things really subdued, certainly nothing like what we saw here at the height of the protest movement back in the summer of 2019. But it is extraordinary in this time, with fear about the national security law and restrictions from the COVID-19 pandemic, to see a crowd that stretches around the block, a crowd that was growing until Hong Kong police cordoned off this area to try to choke off the crowds and prevent more people from coming here, warning everybody that if they don't leave, they could face arrest. Will Ripley, CNN, Hong Kong.
10-second trivia. A Norwegian whaler named Carl A. Larsen became famous for doing what? Designing icebreakers, refining oil into fuel, navigating the Pacific, or exploring Antarctica? The Larsen Ice Shelf in Antarctica is named for Captain Carl Larsen, who sailed to it in 1893. British researchers say an iceberg the size of New York City just broke off Antarctica. And despite the size of the new iceberg, they say they're not surprised by this. The British Antarctic Survey has been monitoring it for years. Over that period of time, massive cracks have formed in the Brunt Ice Shelf, which is almost 500 feet thick. One of these chasms, these cracks, started moving toward another one back in November, and since January, they've been growing by about a kilometer a day. The BAS says the crack got wider on Friday, and that essentially freed the massive iceberg from the rest of the shelf. This happens regularly in this part of the world. Scientists say it's due to a natural process called calving, when chunks of ice break away from glaciers or ice shelves. They say it's not related to other recent calving events and that it's not related to climate change. What they don't know is what the iceberg is going to do next. They believe it could move away from the Brunt Ice Shelf or possibly run aground and stay close by. In the notably warmer waters of the North Atlantic Ocean, a 21-year-old British woman just spent more than a month at sea. She wasn't adrift, she was rowing. And she hadn't even been doing that very long before she decided to embark on a 3,000-mile rowing trip all alone. According to her website, which is called Rudderly Mad, 21-year-old Jasmine Harrison is a part-time swimming teacher and bartender. She's also the holder of a new Guinness World Record.
Rowed in my life when I wanted to do it for it and thought, I'm going to do that one day. And then I rowed again when I got my boat in July. And I spent a long time thinking about it. You weigh up all the risks. I'm not like just so spontaneous like that. If there's something big and I know it's going to change my life, you think about it a little bit. I'm not a complete like free spirit, off you go. I saw all sorts, so lots of different fish. I just get excited about anything. I see fish, oh my gosh, wow, it's the best thing ever. So whales, saw lots of dolphins. I took a picture and just in that one snap, I had 40 dolphins in one picture. Like, it is insane. I even had a little crab on my boat as well, which is, I didn't expect to see that right in the middle of the sea. And it's ridiculous. It's just so cool. You're proper there with nature because you're literally less than a foot away from the sea all the time. Especially like the fish. So I had pilot fish under my boat, which mythologically they follow me and lead me to my destination. And so like every morning I sort of put my hand in the water and then swim to my hand. I'm like, morning, you know, where are you going to take me today? Backwards again. Scariest was maybe my capsize. There's actually nothing you can do about that. And that was more scary afterwards. I thought, oh my gosh, what if I can't row anymore? I'm not going to be able to make it the last 2 days. But then I also had like a big boat came really close to me, and that was more scary. That was in my control. I had to do something to get out of that situation. Actually, I've got to use my radio. I've maybe got to use your equipment, maybe use your flares. Actually then row, steer, do this, do that. Contact, use your technology, find out which directions, bearings, all sorts. I'm thinking, I wish my hands would stop shaking so I can actually do something. And then think, okay, right, why did that happen? That was my biggest thing, was why did that happen? It's so amazing. I don't think it can, because I literally saw my certificate from Ocean Rowing Stats earlier, like Guinness World Record, and I'm like, that, I feel like if I try and top that right now, I've not even finished this yet, I'm still talking to people like that, it would just devalue the entire thing if I tried to top it now. Calm down, don't let things go to my head, and, you know, just keep going, just do what I was gonna do.
The British Broadcasting Corporation, Germany dropped more than 7,000 explosives on the southwestern English city of Exeter during World War II. One of them just blew up. Boom. No one was hurt. This was a controlled explosion carried out by police last weekend, a day after the 80-year-old device was discovered by builders. Officials evacuated thousands of people from the area before setting the bomb off. It reportedly left a crater as big as a double-decker bus and caused significant damage to some buildings nearby. We thank you for giving us your CNN tension today. It is our CNN intention to CNN 10 to more news and puns tomorrow, because a show without those would be pun-thinkable, pun-acceptable, pun-funny, pun-popular, and pun-like us. You guys are a model audience, especially at places like Model Laboratory High School. It's located in Richmond, Kentucky, and their request for a mention on our show was located at youtube.com/CNN10. I'm Coral Azuz.